This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, Hayyakumullah. Brothers and sisters, hadith number 6 of the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah. The hadith continues, وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. And the one who falls into the doubtful matters has in reality fallen into the haram. What does this mean? It could mean that with Allah the haq is that this matter is haram, and thus by your doing this doubtful, you have in reality fallen into the haram. Or it could mean that the one who dabbles in the doubtful, he might fall into the haram. Because between him and the haram, there's no barrier. He's very, very close to the matters of haram, Allah musta'an, and thus he might fall into it. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, halal's clear, haram's clear. Between them are the doubtful matters. You want to protect your deen, you want to protect your honor, stay away from the doubtful matters. When in doubt, then leave it out as is said. Put between you and the haram, the prohibited, a barrier of the doubtful matters, that you do not even enter into the doubtful. So the one who stays away from the doubtful, obviously he would be far away from the matters of haram, Allahu musta'an. Then our Rasul, our Habib Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gives an example, karra'i, because as the Arab state, wa bil mithal yattadih al maqal, with an example the statement becomes clear. Like the shepherd who is grazing his flock very, very close to a sanctuary. This is land which does not belong to him. This is maybe the ownership of a king. And so prohibited for him to graze his animals in that sanctuary. Property of another, etc., etc. And so, what does he do? He brings his animals very, very close to the border. And yushiku an yarta'a fi, and that they, you know, they perhaps might go on to the other side. The grass is always, as is said, you know, greener on the other side. It might be tempting for him, tempting for the animals. Even by mistake, the animals might eat from the other side. And he might think, nobody is watching. And so, let me go ahead with my animals, etc. Allahu musta'an. The grass on this side, not that good. The grass on the other side seems very much better. And so, subhanallah, this individual then falls into the matters of haram. What did the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam state? كَالرَّاعِ يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُشْرِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمَى أَلَا وَإِنَّ حِمَى اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ. That every king has his sanctuary, and the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are these prohibitions. And so, don't even come close to the border of that sanctuary. Stay away from that border, then you will protect yourself. What did Allah state in the Noble Quran? تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not come close to them. Verse number 187 of Surah Baqarah. With regards to zina, what did Allah state? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not come close to the matter of zina. Surah Isra, verse number 32. Allah didn't state that do not fall into zina, but Allah said don't even come close to zina. Allah musta'an. Subhanallah. That, as has been said, you know, first there's a look, then there's a smile, then there's a meeting, and then Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, close the door to all of those fitan. Close the door to that matter. Stay away from it completely. Because subhanallah, when you are in the fitna, you never know. You might get sucked in, and you might fall prey to that fitna. So avoid it completely, as the poet he says, As-salamatu min Salma wa jaratiha, alla tamurra bi Salma wa wadiha. So in history, there was this Salma and her neighbor, and when people would pass by this valley, the Salma and the neighbor would harm them and irritate them, etc., etc. And so the poet, he says, well, protection from Salma and her neighbor is what? Is to just avoid that valley. Don't even go into that valley. Take the other route. As-salamatu min Salma wa jaratiha, alla tamurra bi Salma wa wadiha. And as has been said, As-salamatu la ya'diluha shay. Being on the safe side, there is nothing like that. Nothing come close to that. It is the best, walhamdulillah, and the safest. You protect your deen and you protect your honor, and nobody can criticize you at all. Brothers and sisters, take note that there are some who make the clear into doubtful matters, subhanAllah. Jayid, there are some who have taken the matters which are clear cut. The matter of zina, the matter of homosexuality, the matter of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the matter of hijab, the matter of the female covering her head, the matter of the female not exposing her legs, etc. The matter of, judging by the Quran and the sunnah, matters which are super clear. Some have taken them and turned them into matters of doubt. We're not talking about that here. Those in reality are the agents of the devil, Allahumma sta'an. They are the agents of shaitan. Somebody who comes along and he says that, you know what, you believe in this book, you believe in that book, you believe in the Quran, etc. All are equal, all are books at the end of the day. You do, to you is your deen, to me is my deen. And at the end of the day, we are all the same. You are equating white and black, you are equating right and wrong, you are equating tawheed and shirk. Allahumma sta'an, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then on the other hand, you have some who go into extremes with regards to avoiding the doubtful. They make everything into a matter of doubt. Matters which are rather clear, due to their wiswas and the whispers of shaitan, everything becomes doubt. Example, brother makes wudu. Then he wants to repeat the wudu. Then he wants to do it a third time. Then he says Allahu Akbar in his salah. Then he thinks he forgot something and he comes back, Allahu Akbar. Then it's Fajr time and he still hasn't finished his Isha salah. Why? Because I think I missed out something. I think I left out something. He just prayed his salah, but I think I didn't pray it properly. I think I missed out something. And he's always in doubt, etc. Allahu Musta'an. These are the whispers of shaitan. There was that individual, he came to the scholar and he's dripping in water, just came out of this dam or this river. And he asks the scholar, do you think that my ghusl is valid? Scholar looks at him and he's dripping in water. Scholar says, no, your ghusl is not valid. So the guy turns around and he's going back into the water. Scholar says, no need to repeat. The reason why I said it's not valid is because you are majnoon. You are insane. There's something not right with you. You are dripping from head to toe in water and you think that your ghusl is not correct. Allahumma sta'an. Brothers and sisters, wiswas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, protect us from the wiswas of shaitan. This individual washes the hand and then a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, ten times. Allahu musta'an. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then the other matter that we should take note of, subhanAllah, is that there are even matters in aqidah, Jayid, which certain individuals, certain people, certain groups have invented. And certain matters, one might say that these fall within the category of the doubtful. And so whether it be in ahkam, in law, or whether it be in aqidah, belief, we should avoid doubtful matters. Walhamdulillah. And Imam Shawkani, he mentions this point. Brothers and sisters, then the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam moves on to the matter of the heart, subhanAllah. Inna fil jasadi mudghah. إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. There's this morsel of flesh. If it's correct, the body is correct. If it is corrupt, then the entire body is corrupt. And what is it? It is the heart, subhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, the heart is the commander. And the rest of the limbs, they are subservient. They are like the soldiers of this heart. If the heart loves Allah and wants what Allah loves, Jayid, then subhanAllah, the rest of the body will follow suit, inshaAllah. But if the heart's evil and the heart's corrupt and the heart wants to just follow the desires, then the rest of the body also follows suit. And one might ask, what's the relationship, the link between this matter of the heart and the beginning of this hadith, halal, clear, haram, clear, and doubtful matters? Well, the heart, which is the relationship is that if one does the permissible, and avoids the prohibited, and the doubtful, then the heart becomes purified. If you do the halal, you stay away from the haram and the mushtabihat, the doubtful matters, then the heart becomes purified, Jayid. And it also shows us that engaging in the haram and engaging in doubtful matters, it corrupts the heart. SubhanAllah. It's a very, very clear relationship between the matter of the heart and the beginning of the hadith. As long as you stick to the halal and you avoid the haram and the doubtful, your heart will be pure. And for as long as you dabble in the doubtful and the haram, then your heart will be corrupted. The heart, subhanAllah, remember, will not be pure until it loves, deifies, fears and submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Someone might ask, what are some signs of a healthy heart? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in Ighathatul Lahfan, he mentions, the healthy heart, you know, is that heart that is upset with itself when the individual commits sins. So the one with a healthy heart, when he falls into sin, etc., then he's upset with himself. Why did I do this? I should not have done this. Allahumma sta'in. You know, I should have left out this matter. Why did I fall into this matter? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Full of nadam, full of regret. So this heart is still alive. And also the heart is upset if one missed out one's daily salah, or one missed out one's daily dhikr or Quran recitation, which is your norm. You missed it out by mistake, you forgot, etc., you got late, then the heart is upset, the individual is upset. Also, this heart which is healthy, it finds pleasure in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In doing that which is pleasing to Allah, the heart also finds pleasure. This heart looks forward to the hereafter. This heart, when in ibadah, all the worries of this dunya and the issues and the problems also leave this heart. The heart is content, walhamdulillah, while in ibadah. And this heart hates to waste time in no good. Just wasting time and killing time and not benefiting at all. This heart, which is a healthy heart, this heart does not like that. This heart avoids that. This heart hates that, subhanAllah. This heart hates to just waste time without any good whatsoever. As for signs of a corrupt heart, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, give us all sound hearts. Allah states in the noble Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health, etc., etc., will be able to help them, benefit them, except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is salim, which is sound. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tahir qulubana. Allahumma tahir qulubana. Allahumma tahir qulubana. Allah purify our hearts. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his sajda, he used to make dua. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O the one who turns the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. So we say, Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala ta'atik. May Allah make our hearts firm upon His obedience, brothers and sisters. As for signs of a corrupt heart, Allahumma sta'an. Signs of a corrupt heart. Then this heart which feels absolutely nothing when sinning. You know, feels nothing. Sinning, it's like second nature, Allahumma sta'an. So this heart sins and has no regret. This heart finds pleasure in the sin and is content even after the sinning. No regret. Heart is content with the sinning. This heart looks after the secondary matters and not the primary matters. This heart is concerned with the less important matters and forgets, ignores the more important matters. Dislikes accepting the truth. Right, the truth is obviously very, very bitter. Right, and this heart here does not like these bitter things. Nobody likes, in fact, subhanAllah, but this heart here will not accept the truth. This heart does not find comfort in being with the righteous. No, always likes to be in the crowd of the sinners. Always likes to be in the crowd of those who are displeasing Allah, those who are sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are using Allah's favors against him, those who are sinning, those who are looking at that which is haram, those who are speaking that which is haram, those who are doing that which is haram, those who are doing that which is displeasing to Allah. This heart finds pleasure in being in the company of those people, Allahumma sta'an. And this heart is always open to doubts, always open to misconceptions, always attracted to debates and argumentation. The heart is here, there and everywhere. Whoever's the better debater, then the heart goes with that individual. The heart is not thabit, it does not have any firmness, Allah musta'an. So these are signs of a corrupt heart. And also that this heart is not affected by advice. You can talk and give advice from now until, you know, the cows come back, Jayid, as he said. Alright, but subhanAllah, this heart here is not affected by any of that, not affected by any advice, and is not affected by any admonition. You listen to some lecture, you watch something, you listen to some khutbah or something, and many people's hearts are affected. But this heart here is too hard. This heart is too hard, and thus it's not affected at all. We find, subhanAllah, that, you know, these signs of a corrupted heart and the illnesses which go with it. Example, the illness of riya, showing off, the illness of shirk, hasad, jealousy, jealous of this one. What did they do? What did he do? What did she do? What did she get? Why does she have that? Why does this one look like that? Etc., etc. Allah musta'an. Shak, doubt. Always in doubt. This person's always here, there, everywhere. Never has peace and contentment of the heart. Su'adhan, thinking bad of people. This one's plotting, that one's plotting, this one's up to no good, that person's up to something. Why did they ask me this question, etc., etc. SubhanAllah, you know, this person in reality making themselves tired. So su'adhan. And yes, to lose hope. The believer never ever loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kibr, pride, bukhl, to be a miser. These are all illnesses of the heart. Waswas, whispers, whisperings of shaitan, etc. These are all illnesses, sicknesses of the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. You hear many a times, tazkiyah, tazkiyatul qulub, purification of the hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that purification of our hearts. For verily, the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is sound, thus this individual will be successful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from amongst them. May Allah make us from amongst them. Brothers and sisters, this was hadith number 6. Walhamdulillah. We just summarized bi'ithnillahi ta'ala some general fawaid, some general benefits insha'Allah. We learn from this hadith that we should avoid the doubtful and we should avoid the haram. Haram is clear, we avoid it. And the doubtful we should also avoid. And avoiding the doubtful could be by abstaining from something. Example, some ulama state that Salatul Tasbih is legislated. Other scholars said, no, there's no such thing as Salatul Tasbih. And so the ordinary layman, if he says, you know what the scholars have debated with regards to this matter, I want to be on the safe side. Here, being on the safe side would be to do what? To pray it or not to pray it? Being on the safe side would be to not pray it. To not pray it, right? That's the safer option. So you're avoiding the doubt and you are avoiding it because some scholars state that it's not legislated. Whereas sometime avoiding the doubt would be by doing an action. By doing an action. Example, some scholars say that your wife's hajj is due upon you. Others said, no, her hajj is due upon herself. So the one husband, he says, I want to avoid the doubtful matters. What should he do? He should perform, and rather he should, take the wife for hajj, and he should sort out the payment for that hajj. Right? Some scholars said it's your job, your duty to pay for your wife's hajj, and others said no. So the safer thing to do would be is for this individual to pay for his wife's hajj, for him to sort it out. Jayid, that would be the safer thing to do. So sometimes avoiding a doubt would mean to do something, another time avoiding the doubt might be to abstain from something. And being safe, this is not only in food, subhanAllah. It's not only like in, eating something. That's when many of us, you know, we talk about avoiding doubt when it comes to food. What about with regards to, you know, speech? What about with regards to avoiding doubtful speech? Avoiding talking about the deen without knowledge? Jayid, passing fatawa left, right and center without knowledge, subhanAllah. I think it should be like this. I think if somebody did this, etc., etc., what basis? Do you have a learned opinion in the matter? Do you have a scholarly opinion with regards to the matter? Or you are just shooting from your hips? Allahumma musta'an. So beware, brothers and sisters. With regards to consuming doubtful meat, etc., that's an issue. And similarly, speaking when in doubt, speaking when you do not have knowledge with regards to a matter, that is also prohibited. Brothers and sisters, we should also remember that the halal is much more than the haram. The halal is much more than the haram, walhamdulillah. The basic rule is that everything of the dunya is halal and permissible for us until proven otherwise, walhamdulillah. We also find that this hadith pushes us to study. It encourages us to seek knowledge. Why? Because the more knowledge you have, the less doubts you would have. And so many people do not know about these answers, but the people of knowledge and the ones who dig deeper and deeper and research more, then they will know, and they will know the reality of the matter, walhamdulillah. With knowledge, knowledge erodes ignorance. Knowledge erodes ignorance, walhamdulillah. Jaid, knowledge is a weapon, brothers and sisters. We also learn from this hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to give examples to the companions so that they would understand matters. He gave the example of that king's sanctuary. We also find that there are extremes with regards to avoiding doubts. Some individuals, they came and they asked that companion, what's the ruling with regards to a mosquito? If I killed a mosquito while I'm in the state of ihram, these people came from Iraq. If I killed a mosquito while in the state of ihram, what's the kafara, etc.? So this companion, he says, subhanallah, that you people are asking about a mosquito and you were not bothered about slaughtering the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hussein radiallahu anhu. Look at how their priorities were skewed. Allahu musta'an. We also find that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam closed the door, you know, to people just having random doubts left, right and center. He said that do not leave your salah unless you heard a sound or you got a smell. You know, you feel that your stomach's rumbling, maybe something came out. Don't leave, don't break your salah, right? Don't break your salah until you hear a sound or you get a smell. This is obviously if you are in doubt, but if you're sure, 100% sure that you pass wind, whether there's a sound, whether there's a smell, irrelevant, you need to go and repeat your wudu. But if you're in doubt, did something come out, did something not, did I pass gas, did I not pass gas, I'm in doubt, well then don't break your salah until you smell something or until you hear something, subhanallah. So not every type of doubt, we give it the time of day, but only those doubt that, you know, it's like a credible doubt, there's a high probability with regards to it. This hadith also proof with regards to Sad al-Dhara'i, closing the doors to fitan. And lastly, this hadith is a refutation upon those who claim that if my heart's clean, then all is fine, and you know, I don't have to worry about anything else. My heart's clean, walhamdulillah, and that's the most important matter. No, brother, no, sister. Because if your heart was clean as per this hadith, then your limbs would also follow. Your limbs would follow suit, then you would be working in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wishes. But you claim that your heart is pure, but the fact that there's no actions on your limbs shows that this is a mere claim on your tongue and nothing more. Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, halal's clear, haram's clear, and between them are doubtful matters. Avoid them, stay away from them to the best of your ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfy us from the halal. Allahumma kfina bihalalik an haramik wa aghnina bifadlik amman siwak. O Allah, satisfy us with the halal and keep us away from the haram and the mushtabihat, etc. and the doubtful. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting in our scales of good deeds. Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter, and grant us abundance of beneficial knowledge. Until we meet again, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. Hayyakumullah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.